Welcome to Beyond the Noise. Here's Olivet Nazarene University's chaplain, Mark Holcomb.
Noise. We all live with noise. My daughters are mothers, and they have preschoolers in their homes. So they live with both familiar and unfamiliar noises in their homes. They hear cries, they hear voices, they hear toys clanking together, the familiar sounds of their home. But they also, at times, hear unfamiliar sounds, which cause them to go running to rooms, if you know what I mean. But there are also misplaced sounds and noises as well. For instance, my wife and I over Christmas were able to spend some time in Arizona. We stayed in a home of friends located in the low desert between Phoenix and Tucson, where they average about 8 inches of rain. So Terry and I were startled one evening, awakened by the sounds of a good old Midwest thunderstorm. I didn't know where I was at first because I'm used to hearing those sounds, but I didn't realize they occurred in the desert. It forced me, as I sat up in bed quickly, to reorient myself to a familiar sound in an unfamiliar place. Misplaced sounds are sounds that take place in locations that we aren't familiar with. They can confuse us. They can cause us to become disoriented, just like we were that night in the desert. Have you ever experienced this? Something you aren't familiar with happens, causing you to consider whether it's even real. Like us, or me, I should say, showing my ignorance, asking if thunderstorms are supposed to happen in the desert. That's what misplaced sounds can do to us, though, especially and maybe even familiar sounds that you hear in unfamiliar places. When the noises we hear are strange, unusual, it may be that they're just new. They can seem foreign and even confusing, but the new and strange isn't always easy for us to process, especially when they're misplaced. It becomes even more unsettling when you hear an unfamiliar sound in a place you're familiar with. Terry and I got to be educated on the fact that thunder and lightning aren't foreign to the desert, but if you're from the desert, you know how ridiculous that is because you have experienced that before. Those would not have been unfamiliar to you, but they were new experiences to us. The sounds and the noises we hear might seem new, might seem strange, but that doesn't mean we put them off. That doesn't mean we deny the reality or even the fact that they could be true. Dick Staub says in his book, The Culturally Savvy Christian, in talking about what it means for people of faith to seek the truth in a world that's disordered like ours, quote, unless we love the truth, we'll never recognize it. I think part of our journey isn't just about listening better. It may be just as much about being willing to hear something for the first time. And like I said, when you hear something for the first time that's unfamiliar, but you're in a very familiar, comfortable place, it's tough to hear, isn't it? What might sound out of place, though, doesn't mean it isn't true. It could just be we're hearing it for the first time, just like I had to accept the fact that thunder and lightning aren't common in the desert, but yet they happen. For those living in the way of Jesus, we need to admit the same. What is true isn't limited by what I experience, right? Because things happen beyond what we know all the time. The sense that for me, these were misplaced sounds didn't change their reality. It was a first for me, but I can tell you with confidence that thunder and lightning occur in the desert because we heard them and we experienced them. As we journey together, my prayer for us is that we be willing to recognize that just because something is new and may be strange to us, may even confuse us at times, doesn't mean embedded in those sounds and what we hear isn't truth. I may have never heard this before, or it may be beyond my experience, but that doesn't mean I don't need to pay attention. Strange noises, new sounds, although disrupting, can be helpful, even necessary, in our seeking to walk more fully in the way of Jesus. I guess that begs the question for us, are we willing to consider that what may be new and familiar is also true?
This has been Beyond the Noise with Chaplain Mark Holcomb. Watch Olivet Chapel services live or on demand at olivet.edu. Beyond the Noise is a production of Shine.fm.